Good morning, good morning. Happy optimistic Monday. It is the start of the week. Phil Begnett here from philbegnett.com. Hope you're all doing well. This morning, I am going to talk about business-related industry news. That sounds a bit of a mouthful, a bit of a waffle, doesn't it? Last week I was talking about video for social media, how you could use video across your social media platforms. But obviously then I realised it's all I'm talking about is the platforms, not really the content, not really the what's relevant in the business world. And so I realised this week I'm doing some, not really video for social media, but more industry-related news filmed on video for my clients. Red Fox Executive Recruitment, but over in Newmarket. I'm doing some filming with them tomorrow with Tesco. A very high positioned gentleman within Tesco is talking about industry related news within the fresh produce industry and what it's like to work with Tesco's. And I've also spoke to Paul at Leaf LLP this week about the same sort of thing in a different type of, completely different type of business. And so, you know, consider using business with industry-related news. It's the type of thing that I'm doing at the moment. Very short, simple, talking head, interview-style videos. Can help you come up with some questions. Go to the client with you on site. Make sure they're nice and comfortable and relaxed. Or even yourself, you talking about business-related issues, and put it out there as regular, relevant points of view. To build your own personal brand up as an individual, and to also represent your company and to make your company stand out that little extra mile. So it's like, you know, being interviewed for a TV news report, I guess, but you're generating the news content yourself, which you could then use for an email newsletter. You could use for your news section on your website or any other industry-related area that you may be advertising or marketing or having a presence online. So consider that video industry-related news using video. And then obviously you could use the social media platforms we spoke about last week to deliver that message as well. So that's me. Off now to the O4RB team meeting over in Abbotts, Salford. Things are going exceptionally well for us at the moment with O4RB, and I will be building a brand new O4RB media services site, which is going to be quite exciting. So I will speak to you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.